Hello, welcome to the show, which we have now decided is pretty much going to be called Ask Mike, because we can't think of anything better. Mike Southern, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. Very good, Nick.
Excellent, as always. So, if you have a question for Mike, you can always email us, and we really do enjoy receiving these. It's mike@mikesouthern.com. And today's question is a blinder. I'm really pleased with this, because this is something everyone has faced. It's the old existing supplier problem. Yeah. So, you're on the phone, or you have a meeting, and they say, love what you do, can't find fault with it, we're perfectly happy with our existing supplier. What do you do?
The pre-thing is you should have done your qualification perfectly, which is you are totally convinced, you have genuinely good reason why you're thinking, okay, your existing supplier is fine, but I can do better. You can do it cheaper, faster, whatever it might be. Now, the one thing you absolutely don't do is denigrate the opposition.
Yes.
You know, your existing supplier is no good, I'll do a better job. Because what you're basically implying is whoever buys from them, i.e. the person you're speaking to, must be some kind of idiot. So you say, no, I hear that company does a fantastic job and I can understand why you're so happy with them. It's just, we think that we can do a better job. Now, the magic phrase, which I use in a different circumstance, is the try me and prove me question, which is, give me a go and try something out. Because what you're basically saying is, give me a chance. And a top tip here is always sell the smallest thing possible, which is, what did I do? A day's work. You know, what's the downside? I do a day's work for you, you know, £1,000 or something, and it's a bit average. It's not the end of the world. And then how do we measure whether we do a better job than your incumbent? Now, this is where you'll start getting some interesting responses from your customers. You may discover, for example, that the existing supplier is that person's brother-in-law or something. There's some reason that you can't do anything about. But a sensible person should say, yeah, I should always be looking for alternatives to see if there's anything better on the market. Because the thing about incumbent suppliers is, you've been in a company, and I've been the same as everybody else. I've been in a company for a long while. You get complacent. You get comfy. It's all a bit too easy. You think you can't be kicked out. So you're basically saying, well, the least it'll do for you is smarten up your existing supplier. If they think, ooh, my competitor's in there. But you play this very, very carefully. And the key thing is to say, well, how will I be able to measure whether I have genuinely done a better job than your incumbent? Of course, the easiest way to measure anything is money. I'll generate you more money, I'll save you money, hopefully the both. Measurement in money is the easiest way, because there's a spreadsheet, and you look at the spreadsheet, proven conclusively we've saved you some money. Second best is time. You know, I've saved you some time. Not quite as good as money. After that, you know, people will be a bit happier, things that are intangible.
Yes, happy customers, da-da-da.
But at the end of the day, saying, look, I'm a nice bloke, give me a chance. I know it sounds a bit amateurish, but that's the way I used to sell when I was selling stuff that people had never heard of.
But it seems to me what you're also doing that's nice or that might be helpful is you're not saying, let me replace this person. You're saying there's room for everyone, have options in your pocket, have more than one possible supplier for this. And that means you're never trying to bash the other guy on the head.
If you can find a way of working with the existing supplier, so you'd have a different flavour or type of stuff that you do, which they're not interested in doing, if you can work with them, that's even better. You're just saying, there's no logical reason, and I've got all kinds of proof, technical proof or financial proof, that you shouldn't be dealing with us. Give me a chance, and you shut up, and you wait to see what they say. And you leave a pause. They'd say, oh, all right then. And then if they say, no, I'm not going to do it, you ask why. And this is just standard stuff out of sales on a beer mat. And they'll come up with a reason. Now, if it's a genuine reason, you're thinking, do you know what? If I was them, I'd be saying no as well. Let it go.
Let it go, or say, look, let's keep in touch. Yeah, really nice talking to you.
Let's keep in touch, and then let's keep the thing going. But if they come up with a reason, you think, I could fix that, I could do a better job, then say, well, here's what I would do, and here's how I'd prove it. So the two strong arguments are this. One is, I'm a nice person, give me a chance. And the second one is, I know I can prove I can do a better job, and it'll really smarten up your relationship with your existing supplier. Because I bet you find, if they know that I'm talking to you or doing work with you, that their terms and conditions will start improving suddenly. They don't want to get into a price war. The last thing you want to say is, it's just because I'm cheaper.
Yes.
I'm better value for money.
And that's about outcomes, not the price.
It's about measurable outcomes. That's the key thing.
Yeah. This kind of leads on to the miserable preferred supplier list. I remember finding this horribly hard. It's like a door closed in your face every time.
Yeah, the preferred supplier is when purchasing have become involved, if they have a purchasing department. Now, purchasing people are actually very difficult to sell to for people like me, because I sell on charm and guile and wit and fun and all that kind of stuff. This doesn't work with purchasing people. They just have a system, and they have suppliers, and there's approval list, and that's how it works. And you trying to talk the language of the spreadsheet, which is what it is, to a purchasing person isn't going to work.
Yeah.
You have to go back to the person who likes you as a person or can see the technical benefit of working with you and saying, well, how can we get onto the preferred suppliers list? Because then it has to be a win-win. So the purchasing guy will say, yes, it's better to have this person in because it's better value for money. It's advantage for both sides. It's a kind of deal-making conversation you're having with them. A good deal is where there's a win for both parties.
Yeah.
You know, I get the business, you get the service, and everybody's happy, and we both win.
But you need your contact in the company to evangelize away from price to their purchasing man.
That's what I used to do it, which is, I'll talk to them first and we'll have a conversation. It's like, that sounds great, Mike. Go and have a chat with purchasing.
Yeah.
And if the purchasing guy just said, good, there's your purchase order, hooray. If they said, oh, no, Mike, preferred supplier, mumble, whatever reasons they come, I fully understand. You don't say, oh, for heaven's sake, you know. You don't get angry with the purchasing person. That's that way.
That's very bad, yes.
You just go back to your original contact and say, look, I'm having a few challenges with purchasing. Clearly, I'm not giving it to him in the right procedural way. How can I get past purchasing? Because this is what you find with people. They'll say, oh, yeah, purchasing. Well, oh, they're tough to deal with. But if I have to get way around purchasing, I know how to do it. Or they might say, tell you what, if it's less than £5,000, I can sign it off. It doesn't go for purchasing.
I was going to say, you look for the what's below the bar.
Exactly. Or you say, if it was a training course, I can sign that off myself. Oh, it's only a workshop. You know, there may be some stuff in there as well. Technology transfer is the word I used to use. But what you're asking for is your internal advocate. It's your internal sponsor with the organization who likes you as a person and likes the technical offer that you have, you know, thinks your stuff is better than their existing suppliers, just purchasing, well, they've got a long-term relationship with this, contracts in place. Ask for their guidance on how to get around these issues.
Mm. When somebody says, I'm very happy with my existing supplier, it's a bit like, you know, that's one of their bullets shot. Mm. Now you've got to fire a bullet as well. And you feel like you've got to make some sort of concession. What about when they say, how about a little freebie?
You never give a freebie away, because if you do something for free, they won't value it. And you can offer something very heavily discounted, you know, a special deal just to show how good we are. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where you need to know from your financial people in your company to say, what is the minimum we can do this for and still make a small profit, 1%, 2%. So we're not literally losing money doing it. So let's say you do a job that you should charge £500 for. You do it, say, for £250. You say to the person buying it, look, please don't tell everybody I'm doing it for £250. It's a special deal for you. And you do appreciate that I've had to work hard to get you this special offer. Then at the end, you say, right, so you paid £250. So I'm holding in one hand. Then you got products or services from us. Be honest. Was it terrible? I need to give you the £250 back. Or, wow, that was worth more than £250. That was a really good deal. Other people should spend more than that. And then you're basically saying, do you like me? Now, like is a broad term. I mean, obviously, do you like me as a person? That's nice. But it's more, do you like the idea of what I'm saying? Like the idea of my company? Like the idea of the products that we have or the services we have? Like the way we do business? It's a broad like, where it'll be a win-win for both parties. You'll get a good supplier who's attentive rather than a larger supplier who may be not as attentive as they used to be. And the final thing here is people will say, well, how can I appear to be bigger than I am, you know, in terms of company size? And I say, well,
you don't have to.
No, you shouldn't have to. You play it as a virtue, which is, sure, there's only me or two or three of us. Now, what that means is, sure, if one or two of us go under a bus, there's an issue. So that's why Accenture is so popular, because they've got thousands of people who are all the same. And if that's the service that the customer wants, you will never win against that. What you're saying is, look, there's two or three of us. I only have a few customers. When my customers say jump, I jump. You can call me in the middle of the night if you really want.
I'd like you to stop doing that, by the way, Mike. It's getting annoying.
Well, you know, I get lonely, Nick.
Yeah,
you know how it is.
Yeah.
You say, look, you've got my personal phone number. You can, if there's any kind of problem, I deal with it. You get that personal attention to detail. Plus, people like dealing with virtual companies because they know they have lower overheads. I mean, in my day, back when I was, you know, the age of most of the people listening, you had to have a proper office, otherwise people didn't take you seriously. Now, nobody cares. They don't want to come and see you in your office. They just want you to provide good people and to give value for money. And you may find that if you're a virtual company operating with virtual people, you use them as and when, you'll be a much better deal for somebody who's got an existing supplier, has a big office and lots of reception and overheads and company cars and all that kind of nonsense. You can provide them a better deal and still be just as profitable as the big company.
So they're happy with their existing supplier. Make sure you can make them even happier and prove it every step of the way.
And start off with the tiny thing.
Fabulous. Mike, thank you very much indeed.